Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter, or X I should say, at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 30th of March 2024, and the title of today's show is Eclipse and CERN, DJT Winning, Symbolism Will Be Their Downfall. And today, before I start on the news, which is, again, very exciting, I'd just like to make a couple of announcements. Since Monday, I have been the proud mum of a Labrador puppy called Willow, who is 15 weeks old today and is currently sleeping under my chair. And so I'm hoping she'll continue sleeping, but if you hear any background noise that are puppy-like, then you'll know what's going on. And I know that many of you would say, why didn't you get a rescue? Well, of course, Keisha, as many of you will know who have been listening for a while, I adopted her in Durango, Colorado, back in 2016, and brought her back to the UK with me. And unfortunately, she had to be put to sleep in October because she had an incurable, very advanced hemangiosarcoma. And I've since come to believe that that was largely due to having to have a rabies shot in order to be able to be allowed into the UK. I read about this when I was doing some research into homeopathy and saw a report that hemangiosarcomas can be the result of rabies vaccines, which of course she had to have a vaccine to be allowed into the UK. And she hadn't had any vaccines since I adopted her from the Humane Society, who of course always vaccinate. And the rapidity of her deterioration once we got to the UK, which was only a matter of probably a week after the rabies vaccine, I think is a very strong link there. So I've been very committed now to not vaccinating my puppy, and I managed to find her with not having had any vaccines, which is unusual because puppy breeders tend to do at least the first vaccination before they leave their mum. So that was a good omen. So I've now got on order some nosodes, which are the homeopathic way of building the immune system against the common so-called diseases that dogs and puppies can be susceptible to. So my focus is going to be on having a very healthy dog without the vaccines and on a very healthy diet. Now, you may ask, why didn't I get a rescue again? Well, I was looking at the different rescue sites local to me, and I contacted one of them, and their approach to adoption I just didn't find acceptable at all, apart from the fact that I couldn't really see a dog on their website that appealed to me. And when I contacted them, their procedure is you have to fill in a form and say what kind of dog you're looking for, and then all you get are a selection to choose from that they've decided are most appropriate. Well, you know, there's a lot more to choosing a pet than just going off the criteria that you've mentioned. You know, there's very much a bonding thing here. And so I ruled that out. And even though after I lost Keisha, I was thinking I wouldn't have another dog, I kept getting prompted to look online for dogs to adopt or even puppies. And because I've had two labs before, I thought, yeah, you know, a Labrador puppy. I've named her Willow, which is, I think, very appropriate. And that was, again, a very intuitive thing that came to me even before I'd gone to view Willow. And she is petite. She's very pretty. And she has bonded with me so tremendously in just the 5 full days that we've been together. And I just want to share with you, actually, what the definition of Willow is as a dog's name. And I do believe it's going to be a very close representation of how Willow will grow up and will turn out to be as my new companion. It says the name Willow is one that embodies the spirit of a graceful, caring and gentle creature. Whether it be a dog or a cat, the name Willow can represent a pet with a personality that is both endearing and loving. Willow pets are often known for their active and playful nature. They love to be around people and can often be seen running around, exploring and playing. Although they are full of energy, they are also gentle and kind, often seeking out affection and attention from their owners. Willow pets are also very intelligent and have a strong sense of loyalty. They can easily bond with their owners, often forming strong relationships that can last a lifetime. They're also very observant and can quickly pick up on the emotions of their owners, making them great companions for those who need a friend. Willow pets are also very gentle and sensitive. They can be easily upset by loud noises and sudden changes in their environment, so it's important to provide them with a calm and consistent environment. They also have a tendency to become attached to their owners, so it's important to provide them with plenty of love and affection. Willow pets are also known to be very independent, so they can easily adjust to new environments and changes in their routine. They can also be quite stubborn at times. I'm sure I'll see plenty of that. So it's important to be patient and consistent with them. Overall, the name Willow is a great choice for a pet. It embodies the spirit of a graceful, caring, and gentle creature, while also being an independent and intelligent companion. It's the perfect name for a pet who will be a loyal and loving companion for many years to come. So I'm delighted that I've got my new companion, and she's a beautiful pup, and I'm sure we'll have many happy years together. The other announcement I wanted to make is related to my coaching business at thesuccessalchemist.net. And I'm going to be launching very soon an assessment called Manifestation Assessment, which will identify the major blocks within you that are stopping you from being successful consistently at manifestation. And this should be launching in the next couple of weeks. It's based around 3 principles of being, doing, and having. So it aligns very much with my teaching of manifestation around releasing the blockages, which are our inner beliefs. Then, of course, the doing, and we need to take inspired action. And very often those beliefs are stopping us from doing that. We self-sabotage and either focus on the wrong things or don't take action at all. And then the having is the culmination of the 2 being and doing elements. But there are also things within that section which can also be a block to you receiving. So in combination, it can really give you a great picture of the areas that you need to focus on in order to become more successful in your manifestation. And so if you're interested in taking that assessment, I'm currently offering it with a free breakthrough discovery session that lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. And you can find that at thesuccessalchemist.net. And if you go to the menu item, Work With Me, under that you'll see a link to the breakthrough discovery session. And there's a short questionnaire there. It's only 3 or 4 questions. And once you've sent that through to me, I'll give you a link to do the assessment and then also schedule the 45 to an hour long breakthrough discovery session, which will show you the areas you need to work on in order to unleash your potential for consistent manifestation. So I hope you'll go there and take a look. Okay, so on to the news now. And there's been a lot in the alternative news and the mainstream news about the forthcoming eclipse on the 8th of April. And Benjamin Fulford actually reports on this. I have several sources of different types of information about it, but I thought I'd start with Ben's. I'm not going to read the whole of his weekly report today because I want to focus on the topics that I mentioned in the title of the show. And Ben's report, of course, is put out on Monday, the 25th, as always. The title is "The Khazarian Mafia is Planning a Holocaust for April 8th. They Will Be Stopped." The Khazarian Mafia is planning a Holocaust or mass murder event for the US Christian heartland on April 8th. The entire April 8th solar eclipse event has been forensically traced to the "Kill 90% of Humanity and Enslave the Rest" Chabad death cult. They're also telegraphing a black swan event through people like the fake General Mike Flynn and the politician Ron Paul. Interesting, you should mention the fake Mike Flynn, because Ariel on X also says that he is not a true MAGA supporter. He's kind of a bad guy. And I'm actually going to share something from Ariel as well today relating to CERN. So you'll find out about that a little later. There is also widespread preparation for mass casualties, as can be seen, for example, in this emergency hospital being set up in Calgary, Canada. And I've shared something on this before in a previous show about how there's all these warnings about National Guard being deployed into the areas that are under the path of the solar eclipse, and telling people to stock up for 2 weeks even, and potential blackouts of communication. So it's all very suspicious, because this has never happened before with all the previous eclipses. So why now? Well, we shall see. Let's be perfectly clear, solar eclipses are when the moon blocks the sun and have never been associated with mass casualties. This means what is planned is not a solar eclipse. Our US Space Force sources tell us the KM are planning to use Reagan-era Star Wars satellite-based weapons, laser-firing planes and other methods to kill as many people as possible, in a burnt offering to Moloch, aka Satan. The mark used by the cult of Moloch is the official insignia of the satanic Nazi government of Ukraine. These messianic fanatical criminals want to carry out this event as a preliminary for a planned sacrifice of a red heifer to Moloch. This will be followed by the construction of the third temple. This is in Israel, of course. Since the time of Moses, only 9 red heifers have been sacrificed. Now a massive altar for the 10th red heifer sacrifice has been built in Israel, and there is a tremendous amount of speculation that it could happen soon. There was a practice run of the purification ceremony in 2023, but an official ceremony must be conducted before the heifers get too old to be used for such a sacrifice. According to Temple Institute rabbis, they hope to carry out the ceremony before the April 22nd Passover 2024. The Holocaust planned for this sacrifice will be stopped. He put that in capital letters. The US Space Force and White Hat military will shoot down those satellites and other weapons if they are deployed. Also, if they carry out a mass murder event in the US heartland, then Jerusalem, Geneva, Kiev, and the Norwegian Antarctic base will be wiped out by intercontinental nuclear missiles, US Space Force sources promise. The reason the KM are desperate to carry out a mass murder event is because they are losing power and know they will be facing war crimes tribunals and the death penalty when that happens. The events surrounding the British royal family are a sign of this imminent collapse. King Charles, his wife Camilla, Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, Crown Prince William and his wife Kate Middleton have vanished from public view. Our MI6 sources tell us they were all killed by white hats after they sacrificed Kate Middleton to Satan. Regardless of whether or not this is true, the public events surrounding the royals indicate something highly unusual is going on. There was the parade of the royal guards with a flag covered in black cloth and a white horse without a king on it. This is a traditional sign the king has died. Also, Kate Middleton failed to reappear after her, quote, abdominal surgery, end quote. After this, there were clumsy attempts to make it seem all was normal. A photograph of Kate released by the royal family was quickly exposed as fake. Then a video purported to be of her with Prince William was released. BBC reporter Sonia McLaughlin, among others, said the woman photographed and seen in a video with Prince William is clearly not Princess Kate. Then we hear the person in the video was professional Middleton impersonator Heidi Egan. Next in this drama, BBC told people to expect a major announcement from the royal family. Flags were seen at half-mast on UK government buildings, leading to speculation the death of King Charles was about to be announced. All this happened after the public announcement of the death of Jacob Rothschild. Roth equals red, shield equals shield of Satan, who many claim was the real father of Prince William. Our own MI6 sources say the father is the King of Spain. The MI6 sources say that what really happened was a major white hat operation against the Satanists at the top of the UK government. With the red shield of Satan having been removed from the scene, a public announcement was going to be made that Kate Middleton had been killed in a satanic sacrifice and that the royals involved had been executed. That is why the flags were at half-mast and a major announcement was about to be made, the sources say. However, before this could happen, Barack Obama, the thunder of Satan, Luke writes in chapter 10, verse 18, that Jesus said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." The Hebrew translation is Barack Obama shows up at the British Prime Minister's residence. Following this, a new video was released by BBC showing Kate Middleton saying she had cancer. They also released a photograph showing King Charles was still alive. The problem is the Kate Middleton video released was a deep fake. You can tell because the ring on her hand disappears and then reappears. Also, if she is on chemo, why does she have a full head of hair? As for the picture of Charles, a Canadian intelligence agency source comments, they can read the name on a soldier's uniform from a satellite in space, but they can't take a clear picture from the side of the road. The circus continues. The reality is a public announcement Kate Middleton has been sacrificed to Satan would lead to a complete collapse of KM rule in the West, which is why they're trying so hard to cover it up. The troubles surrounding the Rothschilds and the British royals are connected to the murder of NSA agent Robert David Steele. The head of MI6 tells us Steele was murdered because he discovered a financial dark net that was based in Antarctica. Steele was investigating the financial backing of the KM international pedophile networks when he stumbled onto a supercomputer based in Antarctica. This computer was used by former Pope Benedict XVI, Evelyn de Rothschild, David Rockefeller, US presidents, Dick Cheney, and all of that generation of the Western establishment. This was how various terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda were financed. It was used to trade adrenochrome, launder drug money, pay for arms, etc. At the time, Steele and the NSA were zeroing in on this financial dark net, Steele was approached by an individual by the name of Sasha Stone, aka Simon Jean-Paul Sasha Adams. The articles linked below show Stone to be a Rockefeller deep state connected agent charged with infiltrating truther movements. Stone offered to finance Steele in a run for President of the United States. Steele was taken on a bus tour of the US heartland as part of this. It seems Steele was offered this in exchange for his silence about the dark net. However, Steele told me he had a falling out with Stone. After that, he was taken to a Florida hospital, intubated and killed. When I asked my MI6 and CIA contacts at the time to intervene and help him, they told me he had been rescued and given a nice retirement pension. These same sources now admit they lied and that he was killed to keep the Antarctica-based financial dark net intact. Our US Space Force sources tell us there is a war going on in Antarctica between the light and dark forces. They both have very advanced technology. He adds, the place is on lockdown. It is all connected to the mass sacrifice event planned for April 8th. Keep your eyes on the sky, the source says somewhat cryptically. It looks like Obama's visit to slave Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was designed to buy time for some sort of Hail Mary move by the KM. That's all I'm going to cover from Ben's report. I would like to add, however, that the reporting of Obama's arrival at number 10 Downing Street to visit Sunak was very suspect. I think I may have mentioned this last week, because he was shown walking to the door of 10 Downing Street. Normally, the VIPs are dropped at the door. And also, people have remarked, and I would agree, that the person that showed up was not Obama himself. It looked more like a body double. So all sorts of interesting things going on across this whole storyline. Just before I move on to other perspectives, it was interesting what was reported this week as well, related to someone closely connected to the royal family. And I can't find his name at the moment. It's something I saw on Twitter earlier today. But you probably realised from my previous reports that they have been very closely involved with satanic ritual abuse and pedophilia. And this particular person has been charged with a number of sexual assaults. So it's interesting how all these things are coming together in taking these people out and making them face justice. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I shared with you a really good article by Starseed Astrology, who are my favourite astrologers, I have to say. I've actually used them couple of times for my birth chart and for my soul purpose reading, which is very interesting because it was all about alchemy. So it lines up with my brand of the success alchemist. Anyway, this is related to the eclipse as well. I'll just pick out some key points from this. This was from March the 6th, but he's also released his premium horoscopes today. I subscribe to that. So I'll just read you the introduction from that. It's a premium post, so I don't share the rest of it, but just to give you his latest take on it. And the title is Solar Eclipse 19 Degrees Aries, The Blood of the Lamb. And it says, America has suffered greatly and so has the whole world because of the evil effects of our first ever Pluto return. But this April 8th, through the new moon, total solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries, we will triumphantly enter our long-awaited first light time that will break the darkness of America's Plutonian dark night of the soul. Since time immemorial, Aries has been represented by a ram, of which the lamb is its innocent infant version. The 19th degree of Aries esoterically governs the blood of the lamb in a profound astro-spiritual sense. And since this eclipse is a definite time of divine intervention, we predict great international themes of healing, rebirth, renewal and transformation through the direct influence of the Good Shepherd. Because this eclipse will align perfectly to Chiron, one of the Father's celestial healing forces, it will create a powerful new healing effect on Earth that will save life from death while avenging many great ongoing evils. Aries is a zodiac's house of war, and one might think that an eclipse in this house heralds new war. To those who intuit this way, we say that you are right. This eclipse is a sign that heaven's war against satanic forces on Earth will soon be escalating dramatically and in favour of humanity, with Archangel Michael to have a shining role in the victories, defences and healing processes to come. The divine war against evil will escalate through the opening of cosmic seals at the 19th degree of Aries in governing firmaments across the globe. As these seals are opened, we will see tide-turning events manifesting against demonic militaries, subversive political and cultural aggressors, and those who have conspired to damage the world through medical and economic means. This is an eclipse of reckoning and revenge according to the measurements and judgments of God. Holy fires will soon be burning in places of greatest need. Paradoxically, this eclipse will also usher in a precious new wave of healing and reconstruction into our lives, as it will rarely occur in perfect conjunction to Chiron, the chief healing deity at the Olympic level of celestial government. A great amplification of Chiron's healing influence will be cast into this world, including and especially in urgent, time-sensitive, life-saving ways. I had a vision of a doorway being opened before a dark human silhouette who was suffering. When the door was opened, bright light filled the doorframe. The person walked through and successful healing was achieved on the other side. We will each be presented with new paths and means of definite, God-blessed healing to accept. When the eclipse comes, simply walk through the doors that open to you. No one is spared and all are invited into the new healing light. But also know that this is a fateful time to change and transform out of negative ways with health or bad habits that impact health for the sake of healing and renewal. This eclipse will also usher in a 2-year cycle of economic reconstruction on the macro and micro levels. In our personal lives, we will be presented with new pathways of economic reconstruction that, if accepted, will lead to new economic stability, power, and potential. Unforeseen changes, transformations, and revelations will often drive new economic healing processes ahead. Although there will be a certain financial earthquake this year, I encourage my readers to take heart that despite certain hardships ahead, a greater cycle of economic ascension is opening. Be patient with the process, as seeds can't be rushed into bloom, but read the signs on the wall and go into the new ways of gold that God confirms. As Aries governs the military dimension of life, we can expect dramatic, beneficial, and miraculous changes in this realm over the next 2 years, a process of Aryan alchemy that will prepare us for the world-transforming transits of Saturn and Neptune in Aries, which commence jointly in February of 2026. More specifically, this eclipse will effect a process of transformation that converts military missions from killing and chaos into defence and healing. We will see God's hand working through active forms of military crisis in the months ahead. Militaries have been exploited, abused, and used for evil, but this eclipse marks a time of pivotal change for the better. Secrets that have been contained or suppressed in the military sphere are soon to burst out into the global commons. There are secret heroes that we will learn about and secret missions that will be brought into the light. Songs will be sung for heroes unknown. The Blood of the Lamb degree of Aries resonates with new powers and new transformations that occur through their bestowal or acquisition. People who serve God and the collective good of humanity will be receiving new powers over the next 2 years in such ways that amplify the success of their work, their ability to heal, and their spiritual missions on earth. courage and leadership, two classical virtues of Aries, must be developed and expressed at higher levels as the new powers come and as planetary transits advance. A stripping of power will also be experienced by the demon class on Earth, who have abused power in cruel, subversive, and evil ways. Inner powers that have laid dormant will be activated by the eclipse magic, while necessary healings for full power manifestation occur. Divine experiences with new healers will abound as a new environment of medical discovery, success, and innovation take life. Nineveh. It's true that this eclipse will trace over 8 Ninevehs in the USA and Canada when it comes, so we think that God is calling global attention to the historical Nineveh, an ancient Assyrian capital city that scholars have accurately described as a mighty kingdom of war, terrorism, cruelty, blood victories, and sudden defeat. We think that this eclipse signals the doom of the modern-day Nineveh, whose location we will leave for our readers to intuit. Here are the states where Nineveh is located in the USA: Indiana, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. There is also a Nineveh in Nova Scotia. In ancient times, God overthrew this demonically warlike kingdom of darkness, and we think that this will happen again. The story of Nineveh teaches us that God has full power over evil and that he does justice and revenge in his wise time and way. We think that this Aries eclipse marks such a time and we welcome it. We further predict that this eclipse will have devastating effects on satanic leadership, with emphasis on upper echelon hierarchies, organizations, and personnel. We see the heads of serpents being slashed off their bodies, with the Aries eclipse being symbolized by a sword that is held by an extremely powerful heavenly figure. We are going to see great turmoil within their ranks to the extent that profound forms of surrender, confession, and cooperation begin to happen in dramatic ways that turn the tides of global war and quest for control. There are leaders and controllers on the dark side that we are not fully aware of, but this eclipse will bring the secret leaders, networks, and hierarchies of Satan to light, a process which will precede crushing defeats on their hideous side. We'll be able to see the spiritual warfare with great new clarity and awe through the alchemy of this eclipse. Now we see a board. They are checkmated. Rebirth of the self for the good and divine is a major eclipse theme to be aware of. This eclipse will usher in great new energy and momentum that should be used to advance next level personal changes and transformations that advance healing, empowerment, enrichment, spirituality, and positive global impact. We sense that we should all be focused on rising above things that have confined or restricted us, especially on the personal, spiritual, and psychological levels, so that we conquer our shadows and transform into our higher self like a phoenix rising from the ashes of the old. This is a time to reclaim and project personal power on individual and concentrated collective levels to advance divine global change. Warrior, leader, and trailblazer transformations are a part of this. Divine callings of leadership are coming. Be strong, confident, and faithful if and when yours comes. Also, be ready to recognize and receive your new battle buddies. The 19th degree of Aries has a mystical connection to poisons and immunities, so we predict great activity on these levels in months ahead, with emphasis on new poison awareness, defense, and eradication, as well as the development of wonderful new immunities through processes of science, spirit, magic, and mystery. Go the way of new immunities that begin to show in your life. Make time to study and apply new methods of detoxification that are presented to you post-eclipse. Be innovative, entrepreneurial, and business-minded with new breakthroughs in medicine and healing science. high-level barriers to mass healing will be coming down within the next 2 years, so be ready to venture into new frontiers of healing potential, service, science, and investment. God will be teaching us how to develop new resilience and immunity to evil and disease so that we can heal on personal and social levels. Apply the cures in action. This eclipse will unlock profound new depths of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and paranormal sense with respect to our souls. We're entering an extremely unique astrological cycle where the tapping of new soul power and reinvigorated willpower will be like master keys to new success in life. Concentrate on soul healing, soul growth, and soul power expression in times ahead, because this is where the God light will be cast. Find your inner God-given power and use it in ways that you never have before, as this will hasten the arrival of heaven on earth, which we can all have a hand in if we so choose. New enlightenment on our individual soul missions and histories will also come forward in ways that will be emotionally intense and transformational in purpose. New soulmate connections from past lives will soon become mysteriously abundant. Recognize what is sacred and proceed accordingly. Just as surely as Aries governs swords and weaponry, this eclipse cycle will manifest a theme of spiritually vital severance in our lives. We've repeatedly seen the imagery of swords slashing at things that harm and contain us from the higher things and divine order that God wills. Therefore, we predict a powerful theme of severance and sudden disconnection from things in our lives that must go or end at this time, for the will of God to be done and for our highest interest to be served. We especially sense this on the employment, relationship, and locational levels. If a major severance occurs in your life with or shortly after the eclipse, spend time contemplating the spiritual reason why. We also sense an eclipse theme of allies being hidden on the enemy side, who will emerge with special forms of aid to enable impossible successes. Infiltration works both ways, after all. Honour to the clandestine heroes behind enemy lines. If there was ever a time to be in warrior mode, it is now. God will be granting warrior enhancements through this eclipse so that we can each be more effective warriors of light, truth, justice, and universally beneficial outcomes. New battles for power and control will be breaking out at all tiers of society. Warriors of the light will be favoured. This is a time to be fearless in action, deed, and purpose, as divine protections will be granted to heroes, heroines, and those who step up in service of righteous causes. This includes defectors from the enemy side who turn to the light. More than ever before, we must be what is missing in this world. There is great reward in doing so. Be ready to charge hard when God gives you your opening. This is a time of historic breakthroughs and victories, so take your place in them. Purge the seven deadly sins to climb higher on your warrior path. The new earth is born on April 8th, 2024. And then in his introduction to these premium horoscopes for March, he says, the greatest alchemy for divine change within our personal lives begins on April 8th, 2024, with the new moon total solar eclipse at 19 degrees Aries, the final in a profound series of eclipses that began in 2017 that trace images of an Aleph and a Tav across the skies of the USA, Hebrew letters which represent the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things which God controls. It is our opinion that this eclipse will give birth to a 2-year cycle when powerful endings to evil, pain, danger, and suffering will be happening within a new time environment when blessed new things will simultaneously be taking place in such ways that create vital kingdom transformations within our lives and the world. And he goes on then to give the sign-specific guidance. And if you want to subscribe to his premium horoscopes, it's just $8.88 a month. which I think is affordable to most people, and it's at starseedastrology.com. Now on to CERN, which is the Large Hadron Collider, which is located, I believe, on the Swiss-Austrian border. And the Daily Mail reports CERN to test world's most powerful particle accelerator during April solar eclipse to search for invisible matter that secretly powers our universe. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, will smash atoms together for the first time since 2022. The experiment hopes to discover subatomic particles that exist inside atoms. The world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator is set to smash protons together on April 8th to search for invisible particles secretly powering our universe. Theories have suggested there are 17 different particle groups, and the European Organisation for Nuclear Research, better known as CERN, confirmed the existence of one using its Large Hadron Collider in 2012. Now the team has restarted the LHC after a two-year hibernation with hopes of unravelling more mysterious, specifically dark matter. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of this, but basically it's been believed that the CERN had Large Hadron Collider was trying to open portals and potentially ones that would allow in satanic forces, dark entities, and so on. And it was part of the whole deep state plot, a satanic plot, to bring in these entities to help with their agenda to take over the world. Starseed Astrology on X actually mentions this. He posts, they are reactivating CERN on the exact date of the eclipse because they hope to create a demonic multidimensional counterforce to this epic event of biblical-grade divine intervention. This is a hopeless attempt to negate the will, power, and light of God during a time of immense global alchemy that they hope to disrupt and pervert. Dark matter is a lame cover story. Fear not, God wins. Their effort is completely in vain. Now, Ariel on X, whose handle is Proletario number one, he tells an interesting story about teenagers using a Ouija board, which we know can open the door to negative entities as well. And he uses that as an introduction because what he's saying is that, well, let me read what he says. I only wrote this because you all need to understand the magnitude of what they intended to do with the Large Hadron Collider. Because I told you all that the machine is nothing but a $1 trillion Ouija board. Can you imagine the magnitude of what we would have to deal with? All you have to do is go listen to the thousands of stories of people who had very scary experiences for something that only cost $20. You get way more than what you bargained for by buying a Ouija board. This was just a small-scale incident. Imagine what a 17-mile-wide machine can do. But to no avail, once Donald Trump came into office, the US military took over and decommissioned it for a few years, more than likely dismantling its original intent and using it to alter our time to benefit us as a whole, something that most of humanity will not realize until this entire operation is over. And then in another post, he writes, CERN activation April 8th. Remember I told you it's just one gigantic Ouija board. Why did I say that? The LHC demonstrates its macrocosmic and multicontextual, as above, so below, think Baphomet, awareness through its geometry, i.e. how the whole complex is laid out underground as viewed from above. The basic configuration of the LHC complex consists of a large loop, the LHC, with a diameter of around 8.5 kilometers, and a smaller loop called the Superproton Synchrotron, SPS, placed tangentially inside the LHC, used as the final proton beam injector for the LHC with a diameter of around 2.2 kilometres. The SPS's position and size are key to the first step of decoding the LHC Orion Stargate. It is designed to open up gateways, just like Ouija boards are. But mainstream scientists will tell you the creation of the LHC is to find the Higgs boson, considered by some scientists to be the fundamental element of matter and often called the God particle. This, of course, is a cover story. You all have to understand that there is a very evil faction of entities behind this project, because this also connects to the ley lines. The rediscovery of ley lines in this century is unveiling, apocalypse, Greek for unveiling, the secrets of nature. Ley lines are the luminous strands that many are pulling at today, hardly suspecting what riches lay at the end of these subtle light lines. All ley lines lead to the planetary grid, the primary light and energy matrix, creating, enveloping and maintaining planet Earth. A ley line is a straight fault line in the Earth's tectonic plates. This is a scientific fact. Through these cracks in the Earth's tectonic plates, the magnetic energies released are very powerful indeed. Many people have claimed to have felt the energy surge up their body, and some have claimed that they have blacked out as the surge was that powerful. Did you know the Da Vinci Code was based on Rennes-le-Château in France, which is also on a ley line? It is documented that Alexander the Great was guided by Aristotle to take control of the major dome centres of these intersecting ley lines from dark forces, which is why he put his top general, Ptolemy, to rule Egypt. During the medieval times, anyone who had any knowledge of Hermetics was designated a heretic and died a horrible death. This held true for anyone who knew how to read or write a heresy, leaving only the royals and the monasteries literate. Throughout the history, all megalithic structures have been strategically built on top of these so-called ley lines. From the pyramids of Giza to Stonehenge, Notre Dame, Solomon's Temple, Parthenon, Oracle of Delphi, Rennes-le-Château, Ziggurat, the Vatican, DC Capitol, Mecca, Hagia Sophia, Aztec Pyramids, Bermuda Triangle, Coral Castle, Tesla's lab in Shoreham, New York, including all nuclear power plants, military bases, and sports stadiums, which are also used to harness energies like giant batteries. Many of the sections where two or more ley lines intersect are marked with obelisks, such as Washington DC Monument, Vatican Courtyard, Cleopatra's Needle in Central Park. These electromagnetic lines of the Earth are its veins and receive its energies from the sun that connects and affects every living thing on this planet. Many of our ancient spiritual figures knew this hidden knowledge and meditated or prayed on these lines or megalithic centres, which elevated their electrical auras, intellect, and connection to higher self through the activation of the seven energy centres or chakras. I believe that the activation of the LHC during the eclipse may create a window for the CERN researchers to explore and study the stargates or portals. It is believed that the activation of the large collider during this special event might create enough energy to open up the portals to alternate dimensions and realities. For those who may be confused on whether or not this is a white hat or black hat operation, read the article on the CERN website titled Computer Security White Hats for CERN. There were many nods to the Anon community. Keep in mind, regardless of how you feel about Q, the info transcends our personal gripe. Where we go one, we go all is a military protocol to supposedly activate the Tesla time machines under Cheyenne Mountain that has been locked down since 2016 under the order of Donald Trump. I think what they are now trying to do is transport us to another timeline via the LHC. This is not magic because we do this every day. You simply winning a Powerball jackpot is changing the course of your timeline from living a life of financial struggle to one of abundance, without all the strenuous work it takes the average person to gain wealth. So I want you to look at April the 8th as us as a collective changing timelines with the assistance of the LHC. You need to understand in 2017 the control of CERN came under US military control. I told you all yesterday the fight for your freedom is taking place on all levels, physical and non-material. So I think in what I've covered in the show so far, and I don't have a lot of time left, but I think it indicates there is this war going on, the spiritual war between good and evil, and the dark side are trying to use the solar eclipse for nefarious purposes. But the white hats, the light side, are obviously in control. And it doesn't surprise me that when Trump was in power, he stopped the Hadron LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, from being used by the dark side. So to me, it just seems like what we're seeing is mass panic by the dark side. And I think that everything is going to work out on the side of the light during this unprecedented planetary event. Because in fact, as well as the eclipse, I understand that there are seven planets all lined up, including or plus the sun and the moon, which is absolutely unprecedented. Another thing that the dark side are panicking about, the Democrats in particular, is the fact that Trump's winning again. And Brian Cates reports, oh, gee, Donald Trump got away yet again. Well, my goodness, things certainly have taken very strange and bizarre turns over the past 2 weeks, especially if you hate Donald J. Trump and you're hoping to see him destroyed at some point this year. On top of Trump assuming operational control of the Republican National Committee when his handpicked team of Michael Whatley and his daughter-in-law Lara Trump assumed command, Trump haters have now been denied their long-hoped-for spectacle of a beaten Trump being forced to stand helplessly by and watch a triumphant New York Attorney General Letitia James begin seizing his properties. Anybody who knew how the judicial system is supposed to work, especially the appeals courts, would have known that James's and Judge Arthur Engoron's blatantly partisan kangaroo court hit job on Trump, where they demanded an impossible $464 million bond to post was not going to survive a fair judicial review. And indeed it did not. A New York appellate court lowered Trump's bond from the absurdly high $464 million set by Judge Engoron to only $175 million. As he gave an impromptu press conference outside the courthouse immediately following the appellate court's ruling, a media firestorm was already developing as fake news commentators and Trump-hating political figures began melting down as they realised that Trump had escaped destruction yet again. Adding to their absolute fury that Trump was not going to have his assets seized by James after all was the breaking news that Trump had just added over $1 billion to his net worth due to the WAC merger going live and the stock jumping up by 35%. At a current net worth of $6.5 billion, the reduced $175 million bond represents a mere 2.7% of Trump's net worth. Actually, I've seen it being quoted as being over $9 billion now, and in fact, he's shot ahead of Elon Musk in terms of his net worth. The point of what had just happened was driven home as Trump was ending his press conference and was turning away when reporters demanded to know what asset or property Trump was going to put up with the bond company as collateral. In a true boss moment, Trump turned back and informed them he'd be paying the entire bond in cash. Now that he's escaped being bankrupted by AG James and Judge Engoron, the next approaching attempt to interfere in the election is Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's hush money case, which was supposed to start today, this was the 26th, but has now been delayed indefinitely. I'm not sanguine about Bragg's chances of getting a Trump conviction at this point, even from a New York City jury. That is because it appears Bragg is going to stubbornly insist on putting both porn star Stormy Daniels, real name Stephanie Clifford, and former Trump Organization lawyer and professional perjurer Michael Cohen before the jury under oath. Put these two people under oath before a jury, Alvin, I dare you. If Trump has even halfway competent counsel in this case, the fact Cohen has publicly admitted to perjuring himself under oath multiple times, both in the courtroom and in congressional testimony, and Daniels has denied in a signed and sworn statement that she'd ever had sexual relations with Trump and has changed her story back and forth several times, should prove fatal to Bragg's prosecution. And it's come out this week as well that it was Avenatti that had an affair with Stormy Daniels and that he was just trying to smear Trump. But even in the letter that was written about the payment, it was mentioned that the money was never reimbursed by Trump. So I think they've dug themselves a big hole again. And the other thing that the Dems are freaking out about this week is the announcement by RFK Jr. of his VP running mate. I don't have her name in front of me, but basically the Dems are panicking because it's likely that RFK Jr. will actually get Biden supporters to vote for him because the things that they're unhappy with from the Biden regime are things that RFK Jr. is actually running on. So they're thinking, oh my goodness, not that votes are going to be taken off Trump, but actually votes are being taken off Biden, which obviously jeopardizes even more his very slim chance of being re-elected. Now, unfortunately, I don't have time to go into the topic of symbolism will be their downfall, which was by Eric Carlson on badlands.substack.com, published yesterday. But he goes into some of the things that relate to what the Q team have said. He opens with, "What the heck is Joe 30330, which was from Q Drop 4826. During a debate leading into the 2020 election, Joe Biden told viewers to go to Joe 30330. He specifically said, if you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. It appears Biden was trying to direct people to his campaign's texting platform, which, according to his Twitter account, is engaged by texting Joe to the number 30330. If one divides the number 2020 by 30330, one gets the number 0.0666. What are the odds? What are the odds that Biden and his campaign team would pick a texting number that would randomly come out to 666 when you divide the election year by it? Now, I haven't got time for any more of this. He goes on to talk about Pizzagate and other topics as well. I suggest you go to badlands.substack.com and read the rest of it, because I think it's another sign that they're losing big time. So I think this week's show just goes on to prove that the dark side is losing bigly, as Trump would say, and that we really are on the winning team, and that, you know, this is our job to spread the word of this and also to interpret these things that are happening below the surface, not just take it at face value, because obviously they're playing a very strategic 5D chess game here using the art of war, and nothing can be as it seems, because otherwise we give the game away to the dark side. So, you know, stay focused, stay positive. I must say, yesterday I had a bit of a funny day feeling off because of the Schumann resonance, so something's going on there as well, but I do think we're on the road to victory. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show and you'll join me next week for another Cosmic Creating show. Thank you to Nancy for producing, and to Derek Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. And as a reminder, go to thesuccessalchemist.net if you're interested in one of my manifestation assessments and evaluations. So until next time, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.